Okay, so we're up to Lifnei Iver. Rabbi Schwartz already discussed much of the issue of Lifnei Iver, Halacha Lemaisa. So I just want to focus on some points that he did not make in the sugya. And those are the following. First of all, let's keep in mind that when we discuss the Isser of Lifnei Iver, we're really talking about an Isser that has three different ways of manifesting itself, La Halacha. Number one, Isser Lifnei Iver is, you're not allowed to be Masi Eitzara L'chaber. You're not allowed to give a bad Eitzara to somebody else. Simple. Somebody comes to you, asks you, what should I do? They ask you for advice. They say, should I go out with this girl? Should I not go out with this girl? Meanwhile, you say not to go out with the girl because you want to go out with the girl. So you're not giving him an Eitzara that's good for him. You're giving him an Eitzara that's good for you. So that's number one, that you're not allowed to be Masi Eitzara. That's the first ramification of Lifnei Iver. Then you have number two, Shelo L'Hachshul Chaver B'Isser, like our Gemara describes, when somebody else has asked you to facilitate an Isser on their behalf, you're not allowed to go ahead and help them to perform an Isser. Number three, which I would have said is the Pshuta Shal Mikra, is when you have an actual blind person, when you have somebody who cannot see, and you go ahead and you put a cup of coffee right in front of him, and then he's going to walk, and he's going to spill it over, and he's going to get all dirty, he's going to get all wet. So that's obviously considered Lifnei Iver as well. Now the Michas Chinuch points out that if you read the Pasuk, Lifnei Iver lo sitei michshol, the simple understanding of the Pasuk should have been, you're not allowed to put a rock in front of a blind person who's walking. That's what I would have said. Ask the Michas Chinuch, well, if that's the case, why does the Chinuch assume that the Pshut of Shamikra is Masi Eitzara L'Chaveiro? Giving a bad advice to somebody else, that's the Pshut of Shamikra? It's not the Pshut of Shamikra. The Pshut of Shamikra is what the words say. Lo sitein michshol, don't put a stone in front of somebody who's walking and doesn't see it. So that's the Menchas Chinuch's kasha. He doesn't understand why the Chinuch assumes that the Pshuta Shal Mikra is the Masi Eitzara L'Chaveira. Now, what is the reason why we don't get Malkus for such an Isser? This is a Machlokus, the Chinuch and the Rambam. So the Chinuch writes in Mitzvah Reish Lamed Beis. Both the Chinuch and the Rambam agree you wouldn't get Malkus. The question is why. So the Chinuch says as follows. Mitzvah Reish Lamed Beis, you don't get Malkus because it's a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. Why is it a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa? Again, because the Chinuch understands Masio Eitzara is the Pshuta Shomikra. To give him bad advice, that's the simple understanding of the Pasuk of Lifnei Iver L'Siti Michshol. That's not a Maisa. I'm not doing anything. All I do is I speak to you. So just because I said something, so that's not considered a Maisa, and therefore we would assume that you would not get Malkus because it's not Dama Delav De Chasima. We have a Gemara in Temura that says you're going to violate the Isra of Temura and you're going to get Malkus when you violate the Isra of Temura. B'dibura Sabin Maisa. When I say Harezu Tachazu, I want this behemoth to be in the place of that one. You see that your Diburim are considered a Maisa. So how come over here all of a sudden we assume it's not? So I think the answer is that over there we're talking about you create a chalos. When you say harezu tahazu, now something actually is created. It's not just that I'm speaking to you and I'm saying do this or don't do that, and that's considered masio etzara. This is not the diburis of a maisa. There's no chalos that comes about through my maisa. So this wouldn't be included. So it says the chinuch. That's how we would assume it's a lav she'ema maisa. Therefore you wouldn't get malchus. Frek the menchas chinuch again. What do you mean? You're right, most of the times when you give someone a bad Eitzah, it's going to be a Lav Shema Maisa, but sometimes you're going to do it Al Yidei Maisa, right? Sometimes you can be over Lifnei Iver by doing a Maisa, meaning a boy wants to go out, just our example about a date, a boy wants to go out with a certain girl. So she's in Stern, he's in YU, so they made up that they're going to meet at the corner of 34th and Lexington, and then you go 5 minutes before you tell the girl, no, you're supposed to be at the next corner. So he comes to the date, meaning you did a maisa, you did something, you picked up the girl, you pushed her to the next corner, right? So now he's going to come for his date, he's not going to know. So it is possible to do with a maisa. You are being masi yetzara. So ask the Menchas Chinuch, how can you say you're not going to get malchus because it's a lav shema maisa? It's possible for me to violate the iser with a maisa, so why shouldn't you get malchus? That's the question that the Menchas Chinuch has. So in fact, this Techemet is mairech on this, not this point about Lifnei Iver, but on this very issue in the Chinuch, in the Rambam, how do you figure out what qualifies as a Lav She'ema Maisa and what qualifies as a Lav She'eshba Maisa? Just to give a few examples. The Chinuch and Mitzvah Yiralef by the Mitzvah Ba'yirah Ba'yimatze. So what's the din? You're not allowed to have chametz in your house on Pesach. What if I violate and I find that I have chametz in my house on Pesach? What's the din? It's a Lav She'ema Maisa, says the Chinuch, you won't get Malkus. Aye, but what happens if I go ahead and I buy a piece of chametz on Pesach? So that's not a Lav She'ema Maisa. Over there, you actually actively went ahead and violated the Isra by your Abayi Matzah. You went ahead to the store and you bought a piece of chametz on Pesach. So in such a case, says the Chinuch, you would get Malkus. Why? What do you see from the Chinuch? That sometimes you have a lav, which can be violated with a Maisa and can also be violated without a Maisa, so it depends what you did. If you violate a pishay val tasa, let's say I have chametz in my house and I didn't realize, and now the chametz pops up and I don't do anything about it, okay? That's a lav she'em bo maisa. If you don't go and burn the chametz right away, you're violating a lav she'em bo maisa, you won't get malchus. What if I actively go out, the very same lav, ba'yirah ba'yimatzeh, but I actively went out and bought the chametz on Pesach, then says the chinuch, you will get malchus because that's considered a lav she'yesh bo maisa. So that just, I think, elucidates the question of the minchas chinuch here as well. If you can violate lifnei iver both ayudei maisa and shelo ayudei maisa, how come we don't make a distinction and say, well, it depends what you did in this exact case. If you did a maisa, you're going to get malchus. If you didn't do a maisa, you won't get malchus. That's the minchas chinuch's kasha on the chinuch as well. So this is, the Rambam also has that problem by Yimotzei, and that's discussed in the Stipler has in the Shagas Aryeh. Many Acharonim are busy with that Rambam. How do you figure out what the Rambam means by Yimotzei and why you would get malchus if you violate it? Ayudei Maisa. Take another example, which will complicate matters even more. The Gemara says in Chulin Daf Tzadi Aleph, says the Gemara, by the lav of Noser, Los Asiru Mimenu Abilker, you're not allowed to leave any of the Basara Karbanos over past the intended time when the Torah told you to eat it. Says the Gemara, why does it say Los Asiru Mimenu Abilker, Veha Noser Mimenu Abilker Ba'esh Disrofu? If you have Noser, you should go ahead and burn it. Says the Gemara, Baha Kosav Litain Esei Acher Losa, say Lomar Shein Lokin Alav. Says Rabbi Huda, the reason why you don't get malchus on the violation of the Isra of Noser is because what? Because it's a lav hanita klase. Because the Torah gives you a way out. Yes, you violated the lav alos osiru, but now you went ahead and you burnt it once you realized that you left it over. Fine. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yaakov Omer, no. Why didn't you get malchus for the lav of Noser? Because the lav shema maisa. What did I do? What did I do already? I just left it over. Lav shema maisa, you don't get malchus. The problem is the Rambam in Hilchos Karban Pesach says the reason why you don't get Malkus is because it's a lav hanita kla'esei, because there's an Isser of Noser, then there's an essay of Ba'esh Tisrofu. The Rambam, 9 prakim earlier in Hilchos Karban Pesach, also writes the other reason, that the reason you don't get Malkus for Vanosim Menu Aboker is because of what? Because it's a lav shema maisa. So which one is it? Kesha Mishnah is a kasha. Which one is it? Explains the Kesha Mishnah as follows. Well, most of the time you're going to violate the Isra of Noser, Lav Shema Maisa. So you're not going to get Malkus. What about if you violate the Isra of Noser with a Lav Shiesh Bo Maisa? I don't know exactly how you're going to come up with such a case. But the Ketzer Mishnah writes that the Rambam is coming to teach you that even if you violate the Isra with a Lav Shiesh Bo Maisa, even if I figure out how to violate the Isra of Noser with a Maisa, still, what? Meaning when it's not yet burnt. Uh-huh. Meaning it's 2 minutes before the Zman, and I was ready to burn it, and all of a sudden, you pull it out. Okay. Okay, so that's a Kesem Mishnah's case. What Kesem Mishnah says, whatever case you're going to come up with, but if I violate the Lav of Noser with a Maisa, says the Kesem Mishnah, then the Rambam should have said, you'll be Chayav Malkus in such a case. For that, says the Rambam, no, there's a Lav Anita Kla'esei, so you're going to be Putter anyway. What do you see from the Rambam? What you see from the Rambam is that had you not had this excuse of Lav Anita Kla'esei, it is feasible to assume that you can have an Isser that both sometimes will be a Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa, sometimes will be a Lav She'ema Maisa, sometimes you're going to get Malkus and sometimes you won't. It depends how exactly you violated the Isser. That's going to determine whether or not you get Malkus. So that just brings out the Minchas Chinuch's kasha even stronger. What's up, Shapai Lifnei Iver, that this is not the case. You look in the Rambam in Hilchos Chagiga, very famous Rambam, where the Rambam says also, what if you go into the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Tov and you're chayiv to bring Lo Yiru Panei Reikam? You're not allowed to come into the Beis HaMikdash without a karbon. What if I walk into the Beis HaMikdash without a karbon? So how do you qualify that? How do you classify that? What's that called? Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa, Lav She'ema Maisa. Well, you're walking into the Beis HaMikdash without anything in your hands. On the other hand, it's not like I brought a pussel of karbon into the Beis HaMikdash. So what is that? So the Rambam says, well, the Aveira is basically a Lav She'ema Maisa, so primarily you won't get Malkus. Why is that Lav She'ema Maisa? It's all these Rambams are a major, major problem. On the flip side, the Stechemet points out, what would be the din? Let's say Losachshom Sharbadisha, which is the original Lav where we learn everything from. So Losachshom Sharbadisha means you're not allowed to go ahead and put a muzzle over the Behemah's mouth while the Behemah is grazing. So you say, over there you get Malkus, that's a Lav She'ej Bo Maisa. What's the din if it's Chasma B'kol? My animal doesn't have a muzzle on, but it's grazing in the field, and all of a sudden I yell at it, and I say to the behemoth, don't you dare eat anything! And the animal understands my language, and he gets so scared, and he stops eating. What's the din? Am I going to get Malkus or not? Well, what would you say? No. Why not? It's not a maisa. You say it's a lav shema maisa. You don't get malchus. Why? Because all I did was I spoke. That's the same as lifna iver, right? All I did was I spoke. Says the Rambam, no, you will get malchus there. Why will you get malchus in such a case? What? Akimas v'sayim havi maisa. But what happened? What about lifna iver? Akimas v'sayim havi maisa also, but no chalos happened. So how do you explain it? Says the Stechamen, no, because the Rambam has to figure out how do you classify each aveira and each mitzvah. How do you figure out what everything is? So, in general, what's the regular way to violate the Isra of Losachsim Sharbadisho? Says the Rambam, the normal way to violate is with a Maisa. Losachsim Sharbadisho, the normal way that a person muzzles the animals to put something over the mouth. So, Mamela, even if you violate the Isra, Shaloh Yudei Maisa, says the Rambam, you're still going to get Malkus. Why? Because we classify this Isra as a Lav Sheyeshba Maisa. Doesn't matter. Now you're always going to get Malkus if you violate the Isra. Doesn't matter if you do a Maisa or you don't do a Maisa. Okay, so once you understand that that's the way the Rambam figures out when a person gets malchus or not, so now all the Rambams are messed up. Now you have to figure out how to categorize every single one of the Rambams, and how does he say that in some lavim are going to say, well, it depends, if you did a maisa, you don't do a maisa, that's going to depend whether you get malchus or not. So this is a very difficult issue, and it's not so simple. In fact, the Rambam over here sort of saves himself. The Rambam, when it comes to lifnei iver, does not agree with the chinuch. The Rambam says, I mean, the chinuch very often is based off the Rambam, but over here the chinuch goes in a different route. Again, the chinuch says the reason you don't get malchus on lifnei iver is because lav shema maisa. And we pointed out it's all these problems, the minchas chinuch's kasha and stam, all the steer and the rambams and the chinuch's by rabbi matzei lo yur panei reikam, all these different issues. However, the rambam himself in the sefer mitzvahs writes that the reason why you won't get malchus by lifnei iver is because it's a lav shebechlalos. It's a lav shebechlalos, which means, let's say for example, the classic case of lav shebechlalos is the Gemara Sanhedrin, Lo sochlu al adam, where the Gemara learns many different isurim from one pasuk, lo sochlu al adam. So the Gemara says, number one, you're not allowed to eat before you daven. Number two, says the Gemara, lo sochlu al adam means, make sure a ben sora mora doesn't eat too much, where he's going to lead himself to become a ben sora mora and then get killed. Don't eat too much, that you're going to be al adam. That's going to be the end of your story. Or the Ramban says, the pshuta shal mikra is what the Gemara darshins. The Ramban says, the sochlu al adam means, back in the days of Ovdei Avodah Zarah, real, bona fide Ovdei Avodah Zarah, they used to sit around in a big circle, and they used to put a big pool of blood in the middle, and they used to say all the tefillos, whatever it was, so that's the sochlu al adam. You're not allowed to be like the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, to sit around in a circle and say the hocus pocus around the blood in the middle of the circle. Whatever you're going to say, you don't get malchus on a lav shebechlalos. When you have an isser that includes so many different isurim inside of that one isser, learn that from one pasuk, we don't assume that you're going to get malchus except for the pshuta shal mikra. That's what the Rishonim say. You're going to get malchus for the pshuta shal mikra, but you don't get malchus for everything else. So that's why it makes a big difference here. What is the pshuta shal mikra of lifnei iver? What is the pshuta shal mikra here? Do we assume pshuta shal mikra is masi etzara, to give someone bad advice? Or do we assume pshuta shal mikra is putting a stumbling block in front of somebody as they're walking? Or should we assume pshuta shal mikra is facilitating somebody with a davar ha'aser? So this is a major question, and we'll make a major nafkamina with regard to the Rambam as well, because the Rambam says the region you don't get malchus for lifnei iver is because it's a lav shebechlalos. So if you have a pshuta shal mikra, lechari, you should get malchus on that. It's a big discussion about lav shebechlalos. I think Rashi writes in Sanhedrin, they point out, Rashi says that an Arel is usher to do avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. So how do we know this? So Rashi says, well, even if an Arel is usher to do avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, you're not going to get malchus. Why? Because it's not learned out from a Mefurash Pasuk, it's learned out midivrei Kabbalah. So when we have something, it's not a Mefurash Pasuk, that's like a lav shebechlalos. That's not Dumi de lav de chasima. Dumi de lav de chasima means it has to be Mefurash in the Pasuk, the Torah has to tell you exactly X, Y, and Z, this is what's usher, this is what's mutter. So Mamela, if it's not exactly like that, it won't be Chayiv Malkus. So too over here says Rashi. Even though we know Midaraisa, an Aril is also to do Avod in the Beis HaMikdash, still Rashi says in Sanhedrin he's not going to get Malkus if he violates that Isser. Why not? Again, because that's similar to a Lav Shebechlalos. So let's just talk for a few minutes. Nobody ever focuses on the Nesinas Eitz Hasheinu Hagenus. Everyone always gets so caught up with the Sugya of Lifnei Iver and about Avram and Achai Lifnei Noach and all that. What about Eitz Hasheinu Hagenus? Let's just give it a few minutes. So number one, the Torah says, Lifnei iver l'asitim michshol. Rashi writes on Chumash. In fact, how does Rashi understand? Rashi always gives pashup shat and pasuk. What does Rashi say? Lifnei hasuma bedavar l'asitim Eitz Hasheinu Hagenus lo. Rashi says, pshuta shal mikra is, make sure not to give an Eitz HaRa. Don't tell him, he says, Al tomar mechor sadcha v'kach lecha chamor. Don't tell him, oh, go sell your field and buy something else, when you know it's not a good deal. You just want to buy his field, so you're telling him to do something in order that you should gain. So the end of the pasuk is, says, Rashi v'yareisim elokecha, you walk around as such a big tzaddik, and you're the one who's giving advice to everybody, and all of a sudden you tell the guy, oh, I can't believe you sold your field. Made a mistake. Oh, it was such a mistake. And you pretend as if you didn't realize. And then you make pretend like you're such a tzaddik, and you're bailing him out. You're going to buy the field back. Says the pasuk, v'yareisim elokecha. God knows what you really had in mind. God knows what you intended, and therefore don't try to play games. The Ribbono Shel Olam understands what's going on. This is the way Rashi understands the Pshuta Shal Mikra. And this is also in Devarim, when we have Arem Mashge Iver Baderach, this is what we're referring to. Rashi says, Mashge Iver Baderach, what does it mean? Hasuma Badavar Masiya Eitzara. That is considered the Isra of Lifnei Iver. Arem Mashge Iver Baderach means you are cursed if you give someone an Eitzara that you know is not fitting for that person. This is the way the Rambam Paskins as well, that this is part of the Isra Daraisa of Lifnei Iver. Zakta Masil Shishar. Very important halacha. Bein b'davar she'yachal lios nogea bo. Bein b'davar she'eino nogea bo. Says the Masil Shisharim, it doesn't matter if the only reason why you give him a bad eitz is because you want to gain in the end. What if you don't care? Just you want him to lose. You want him to lose, so you give him a bad eitz. I don't want him to have the shidduch. I'm married already. What does it matter to me? It doesn't matter to me. I couldn't care less. I just don't want it. I want him to have a ruined life. I don't want him to marry this girl. Or I know he's going out with a machshefa. I know he's going out with a terrible woman. And I don't say anything. I let him go. I let him keep going out. Why are you doing that? Because you want to destroy his life. But you don't care. It doesn't matter to you. Still says the Masil Shisharim, that's part of this Isser. Bein b'davar she'eino nogea bo klal. Chayiv adam lahamid es haba lehisya itzbo al ha'emes hazach v'habarer. You are mechuyiv to go ahead. Again, let's say you know a guy that's dating a girl. Let's say, for example, you know somebody. This comes up all the time. You know someone that's dating a girl that is very, very sick. And it's not safe to marry this girl. The girl, you know, is not giving over the information to the boy, so he's totally lost. He doesn't know what to do. Now it's going to come time to get engaged. All of a sudden, they're going to give him all this information. He's not going to know what to do himself because he's in love with the girl, but he doesn't want to break up. But at the same time, how can he marry her? You are in violation in such a case of Lifnei Iver Lo Sitei Michsha. Why? Because it doesn't only mean, says the Masil Shisharim, that if somebody asks me an Eitza, I have to make sure to give him the right Eitza Hagenas. It also means if you see somebody that's falling in, you have to proactively go ahead and tell them that it's the wrong thing to do. That's what he says. Chayiv adam lahamid es habalis yaitz bala emes hazach v'habar. Then the Achronim point out, it also means, not just that you shouldn't give him a bad eitzah, but it also means, you can't say something that's mishtama betray anpin. Meaning you say, I didn't say you should marry her, I just didn't say you shouldn't. I didn't get involved. So that's something that's mishtama betray anpin, something which has two ways of understanding it, but you know good and well that you're not being careful in the way you're explaining the person, the situation, the way you see it clearly. That's also something that would be included in the Isra of Lifnei Iver, Lahasio Eitzara. The Masil Shisharim points out also that what happens if somebody comes to ask you an Eitzah, and you know he's going to lose, but you know your other friend is going to gain. So it's not really an Eitzara, because it depends who asks you. If the other guy asks you, you'll say, yeah, go for it. If this guy asks you, you say, don't go for it. So you say, well, I'm going to tell him, right, I'm going to tell him to go for it, even though I know it's bad for him, but it's good for the other guy, because I know the other guy is going to ask me later. It says in Masil Shisharim, no, you have to give each person, when he comes to ask you the question, it depends who's asking you, it depends when it is, and that's what's the most important thing. Right now, about Sher Husham, that's what counts, that's what's important, that's what you have to focus on, and that's the Eitzah that you have to give. Zakta Raman Chosha Mishpat, what if I give someone an Eitzah? And it wasn't on purpose, I gave him a bad Eitzah. And then it turns out, I tell him, oh, you should buy this investment, you should buy this hotel. And it turns out I knew it was a bad investment, or I didn't know. So it seems from the Ramah, the way the Achronim understand the Ramah and Chosha Mishpat, that this would mean, even if I knew that it was a bad Eitzah, and I went ahead and I gave him the Eitzah anyway, and I knew that I was tricking him, I knew that I told him to invest in this property, and I knew it was going down the drain, I knew there was a flood that was coming, I knew something was going to go wrong and it wouldn't be successful, still, says the Ramah, you would not be chayv to pay because that's considered grama ben azikin, and we assume grama ben azikin is pater. So that's an important halacha to keep in mind as well. Now, when we talk about lifnei iver lo sitei michshal, the Minchas Chinuch makes a very important ha'ara in the lashon of the Chinuch. Again, says the Chinuch mitzareish lamed beis. Lo lahachshav bnei Yisrael, lases lahem eitzara. Says the Chinuch, You're not allowed to be machshil b'nei Yisrael, important word here, to give them a bad advice. When a Jewish person comes to me, says the Chinuch, you have to make sure to give him the proper advice that you know will steer him in the right direction. Ask them in Chas Chinuch, I don't understand. Why does the Chinuch say, lo lahachshil b'nei Yisrael, lo seis lahem eitzara? What do you think? The Yisrael of Lifnei Iver only applies to a Jewish person? If a non-Jew comes to you and asks you an eitzah, asks you an advice, you can tell him the wrong thing? Why shouldn't Lifnei Iver apply to a non-Jew as well? And in fact, if you look in our Gemara, what does our Gemara say? Minayin shelo yoshed adam kos yayin lenazir. How do you know if you have a nazir, you're not allowed to pass him a cup of wine, and that you're not allowed to give Eiver Menachai to Bnei Noach? What do you see? Clearly, the case that the Gemara describes is Lifnei Iver by a non-Jew. You're not allowed to give something which the non-Jew considers to be Yasser, Eiver Menachai. You're not allowed to facilitate that Iser for the non-Jew. So what do you see clearly? Lifnei Iver does apply to a non-Jew. So the same way it applies to a non-Jew with regard to facilitating a Dabar HaAser, so too it should apply, says the Menchas Chinuch, to giving him an Eitzarah. Everything's learned from the same Pasuk. So why does the Chinuch say that this Iser of giving someone bad advice only applies to a Jew, and it does not apply to a non-Jew? This is the kasha that the Menchas Chinuch asks. If you look in the Shari Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yonah, when he discusses the Isra of Lifnei Iver also, so let's pay attention. What does he say? Shar Gimel Os Pei Aleph. What does he write? Chein huzharnu bazeh shelo lezamen kol michshol avon liYisrael v'gam lo le'eni Yisrael. Based on our Gemara, you're not allowed to facilitate a Dabar HaAser to a Jew or to a non-Jew. Eiver Menachai to a non-Jew, you're not allowed to give it to him. Kos Yayin leNazir, you're not allowed to give it to a Jewish Nazir. And he says, in Os Nun Gimel, earlier, Od his harnu min amikra zeh, lahasi eitza ho genes laasher yuat. Somebody who comes to me and asks for an advice, I have to give him an eitza. Mi b'nei amenu. Again, the same as the chinuch. Seems to be some sort of split here. When it comes to the violation of lifnei iver facilitating an iser, that applies to Jews and non-Jews alike. When it comes to the other part of the iser of giving someone bad advice, that seems only to apply to a Jew who comes and asks you advice. But if a non-Jew approaches me and asks me advice about a certain investment, I'm allowed to tell him the wrong advice, even though I know he's going to lose from it, even though I know he's going to suffer. Now, might not be a good idea, he's going to come after you. But assuming that's not a concern, it seems that the Isra of Lifnei Iver won't apply to a non-Jew when we talk about that part of Lifnei Iver of giving an Eitzara. So why should that be the case? This is the kasha of the Menchas Chinuch. So I think the answer is as follows. The Gemara says, the Pesukim say, Vayikru v'yimei Yisrael lamus, Vayikru levno leYosef. Yaakov Avinu is about to pass away. So he calls Yosef and he says, Im namo tzasichem einecha, simna yadcha tachas yirechi, v'asisa imadi chesed v'yemes. Rashi says over there, what does it mean, chesed v'yemes? Rashi says famous words, chesed she'osim im hameis is considered a chesed shelemes. Why is that a chesed shelemes? So Rashi says, because eino mitzapa l'tashlem schar. You know that when you help out the dead person, when you go ahead and you do the tahara, or you go and you help with the funeral arrangements, you're not going to get paid back for that, because the person is no longer alive. So my father has told me on many occasions that perhaps what you see from that is the following. When we talk about mitzvah shebein adam lachaveiro, the mechayiv of mitzvah shebein adam lachaveiro is the reciprocity effect that we have. Meaning, I'm going to do for you, so mimele you're chayiv to do for me. All mitzvah shebein adam lachaveiro are on the understanding that you're going to do for me because you are also responsible to do for me the same way I'm responsible to do for you. So, like this, take for example, the pasuk says in Sefer Devarim, Ki lo yechdal ev yom mikerev haaretz, since there's never going to be a time when there will be no more poor people in the world, al kein, therefore, says the Torah, Anochi mitzavcha lemar pasach tiftach es yadcha la aniyecha, you should go ahead and give tzedakah. So the Mefarshim has two kashas. Number one, it's backwards. Because there's never going to be a time when the poor people are going to cease to exist from the world, therefore you should go ahead and give tzedakah. I would have said the other way. If I'm going to be able to actually solve the problem and give tzedakah, and then there's going to be no one poor anymore, that's why I should give tzedakah. Right? It's like Pisa Maimram says, why should I go build a city if I know it's going to fall down tomorrow? Why should I get stuck if I know there will never be a shortage of poor people in the world? What's it going to help? I'm not making a dent. There's always going to be someone else who's going to be poor and collecting money. So that's kasha number one. Kasha number two, they say, is, what do you mean, Al Cain? The only reason why you should get stuck is because you know there's always poor people? You should get stuck because God said you should get stuck. What do you need a reason for? You have to put on tefillin because? No. You do it because God told you to do it. So why does the pasuk over here say specifically by the mitzvah of tzedakah, give tzedakah because there are always going to be poor people? Explain the mefarshim, perhaps what it means is the following. Based on the Gemara in Shabbos that says, ki lo yechdal, that the aniyus and ashiras in the world is a galgal achozer ba'olam. There's nobody who has a monopoly on all the money, and there's nobody who's always going to be rich, and there's nobody who's always going to be poor. The world keeps going in circles. Sometimes there are people in life who have a lot of money, and then a few generations later they lose all the money, and then other people get money, and everyone has to support each other. That's the pshat in the mitzvah of tzedakah. Mitzvah of tzedakah is a mitzvah shebin adam lachaveiro, which means the reason why I give tzedakah, the mechayiv of me to give tzedakah to somebody else is why? Is midin bein adam lachaveiro, and bein adam lachaveiro is meshabin me. Why? Ki lo yechdal, because one day your family, rachmana litzlan, but one day down the line, your family is going to need the tzedakah, and he's going to be chayiv to give you. So therefore, midin bein adam lachaveiro, there's almost a shibud haguf, a shibud mammon, that I'm responsible to give him, because I have the understanding that someday he's going to give back to me. And that's really what all the mitzvah shebin adam lachaveiro are all about. It's that I understand the reciprocity effect, that he's going to give me, and therefore I have to give him. You're going to give me a wedding present when I get married. I'm going to give you a wedding present when you get married. That's the understanding of our community. That's how it works. So that's what all bein adam lachaveiro is about. So in fact, this is why the Gemara says in Gittin, when it comes to mefarnesim ani akim imani Yisrael, the Gemara says you have to give tzedakah to a non-Jew that collects money also. Why mipnei darkei shalom? Why mipnei darkei shalom? Shouldn't you say you have to give tzedakah because you have to give tzedakah? Why does it matter if it's a Jew or a non-Jew? So my father suggested maybe the pshat is because really, the mitzvah of tzedakah is a mitzvah shebin adam lachaveiro. So that's based on reciprocity. But the non-Jew doesn't have a chiyuv bein adam lachaveiro to me. So he's not going to give me tzedakah. So that midinah bein adam lachaveiro, I'm not mechuyuv to give him either. The only reason why I have to give, says the Gemara, is because darkei shalom, because we're afraid they're going to get angry at us, and then it's going to cause a whole world war, a whole problem. But me'ikar din midinah tzedakah, I'm not really mechuyuv to give him, because tzedakah is really based on the din of reciprocity. And if I know he's not going to give to me, then I'm not mechuyuv to give him either. Right, so I mean, the problem is the pasuk says, why do you have to give? Because kilo yechdal evyo mikarev haaretz. Therefore what? So there's always going to be a poor person, and therefore, and in fact the Gemara in Shabbos, Kufnan Aleph, the Gemara darshins that the aniyus and ashiras keeps going in circles. At every point in history, every family has a history. At some point, maybe our Elta Zetas in Europe didn't have money and somebody else was supporting us. So we're mechuyev, like a shibud haguf, we're mechuyev to give back to someone else, because who knows? Maybe they were the ones who supported us a few generations later. And who knows, rachmana litzlan, maybe next generation, what's going to be with our kids? Who knows? Who knows what's going to be? So that's the way the mefarshim explained. So just to say it in a little more lamdish, my father's just taking it to the next level, that what it means is we have a real shibud haguf because we understand that since you give me, I give you. And since I know you're going to say good morning to me, I'm mechuyev midin bein adam lachaveiro to say good morning to you, because that's the way bein adam lachaveiro works, that we always give back one to the other. The Gemara writes in Ksuvos Daf Yud Zayin, the Gemara says, Mavirnas hames milafnei akala. What happens when you have a traffic jam? Only one car can go through. So you can either have, you have a hearse coming through on one side, or you have a chasen and kala about to go to get married on the other side. So what should he do? Who goes first? There's only room for one car on the highway. So the Gemara says, "Mavirnas hames milafnei akala." You move the hearse to the side, and the chasen and kala go through. Zok Tashita Mekubetz says, what do you see from here? You see that kavod achayim is greater than kavod hamesim. We all go to levaya and we stand up when they bring the aron in, right? You say, "Ooh, kavod hamesim," right? We never stand up for the guy when he's alive. We're never mechabit the guy when he's alive. We always make fun of him, and we always yell at him, scream at him, and embarrass him. All of a sudden, by his levaya, we stand up for the mace. What's the pshat? So first of all, it's a mistake, because we don't stand up for the mace. We stand up for the Chaver Kadisha, who's doing a mitzvah. That's what the Bar Tanur writes in Bikurim, that you stand up for a person who's involved in a mitzvah. We're not standing up for the mace. But besides for that, the Shittim Kubetzes writes, this is the pshat in the Gemara Ksubas, that we have an adifus. You have to think first about kavod achayim before you deal with kavod hamesim. That's the way the Shita understands. So my father once told me, the pshat, it's not simply the way you think. It's not just because, oh, live people are more important than somebody who's no longer alive. That's not what it means. It's more than that. Why is kavod achayim more? Because kavod achayim, I have a shibur aguf to you. You're still alive and I'm still alive. We have a chiyuv to each other. It's like a shibur mammon that we have to one another. Because I know you're going to give to me, and therefore I have to give back to you. So kavod achayim is something that we have almost a shibur mammon to each other. When you're dealing with someone who's a mace, that's a chesed shel emes. When you deal with someone who's a mace, that's not something, since I don't expect you to give back to me, that's not a shibur, that's an inyan of midos. Yes, you're supposed to do the right thing. You should go be kovar meisim, go be menachem avelim, go do wonderful things for the mace. However, you can't consider that on the same level as kavod achayim. Kavod achayim is something that's mechayev the two of us equally. Kavod ha-meisim, that's not the way it works, and therefore that's perhaps the pshat in the Gemara why a kavod achayim would trump a kavod ha-meisim, because kavod achayim is much more severe than a kavod ha-meisim. So now let's come back. Ask the Minchas Chinuch. Why should it be the case? Why should we split between the Isra Lifne'iver when it comes to Masiyo Eitzara, to giving a bad piece of advice, where we assume, says the Chinuch, that would not apply to a non-Jew, whereas when it comes to the other violation of Lifne'iver, to facilitate an Isra to somebody, that would apply to Jew and non-Jew alike. Why should that be the case? So I thought perhaps this is the pshat. You know why? Because one's Ben Adam L'Chaveiro and one's Ben Adam L'Makom. Right? When it comes to facilitating an Isser, this is an avla against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. God said, I don't want the non-Jew to eat Evrim and Achai. You're going to go facilitate an Isser? Who are you doing something wrong to? Not just to that person, to God Himself. God said, I don't want him to eat it. You're going and helping him eat it? So therefore that applies both to a Jew and a non-Jew, because you're doing something against God. However, when it comes to the Isra of Lifnei Iver with regard to Masiyo Eitzara, to giving a bad advice, why are you not allowed to give someone bad advice? That's not Ben Adam LaMakom, that's Ben Adam LaChavero. I'm not allowed to give you bad advice because I don't want to ruin your life. When it comes to Ben Adam LaChavero, as we said, Mefarnasei Ani Akum Im Ani Yisrael is only Mipnei Darkei Shalom. Meikar Adin, you're not Mechuyiv to help the Ani Akum, because Ben Adam LaChavero, you know they're not going to give back to you, so you're not Mechuyiv to give to them. All Ben Adam Machavero is based on the idea of reciprocity. When you don't have reciprocity, such as by a non-Jew who's not mechuyev in Ben Adam Machavero, then you're not mechuyev to give to him. So perhaps that's the pshat in the chinuch, why there's no chiyev of lifne'iver when it comes to a non-Jew with regard to the iser of Masiyo Eitzara, because that's only Ben Adam Machavero. Mashenka, when it comes to the iser of lifne'iver with regard to facilitating an iser, that's much more severe, because that's already Ben Adam Lamakum. There's another very important discussion that highlights another major difference between Ben Adam Machaveir and Ben Adam Makom, and that is, okay, I guess we're out of time. Maybe we'll discuss this some other time. Don't want to keep anyone any longer.